Before we hit play on the music, we need to be honest. This isn't the episode we planned. Today, we're stepping outside our comfort zones and into the questions that keep us up at night. No recycled takes, no easy answers, just the stories and the truths that challenge what we think we know. If you're ready to go deeper, to question the headlines, and to sit with the uncomfortable, you're in the right place. This is Apocalypse and Avocados, and you're about to hear the conversation we never expected to have.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
All right, team. In this last week alone, we've got some new travel bans. Gaza is still in crisis. Ukraine's war is dragging on. And TikTok's AI is basically reading our minds. Anyone else feel like the news cycle is just a fever dream? Sean, Carissa, are you doom scrolling more or just checked out?
I'm always doom scrolling, but I'm also always checked out.
I'm hiding, to be honest. I avoid all that shit because this is why I go to therapy.
I feel like therapists are making a killing right now. It's not a great time for our nation's history or any, for that matter, what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy all over the place right now. I feel that anytime you turn the news on, it's just another insane story, mm-hmm. whether it's something that happened in the U.S., something that happened in another country, something that's a lot of times not even political things, just the news stories are insane lately.
Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. A lot of people try and not look at it. They try and just, for peace of mind, we want people to know that we're not living under a rock. This is not a bubble. We understand, we sympathize, we empathize with the situation. We decided it's time we talked about it. It's going on right now and it's going to affect us eventually, if not already. But just to jump right in, we're going to talk about the travel ban. Trump's new travel ban just hit 12 countries, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Iran, impacting nearly 475 million people. That's 34,000 immigrant visas, 125,000 non-immigrant visas blocked every year. Wild. And these communities are just, they pay $700 million in taxes to the U.S. a year. Sean, does this even hit your radar until it messes with your favorite takeout or just?
Yes and no. I didn't know the extent of what was going on, but I knew that there were a lot of travel bans and things that he was trying to put in place, restrictions on people getting visas. But I didn't know until yesterday that he was trying to expand it to, I think, 32 or 36 more countries, something like that. He's giving them ultimatums to fix their country or their people will not be allowed to enter ours for leisure or business. And it's just insanity to me. I just don't understand what he thinks he's accomplishing. Some of the countries that I've seen on the list, yeah, I get it. Like, we don't have the best political relationships with them. We probably don't need to be traveling to each other until that can be resolved. But some of these other ones, like St. Kitts and Nevis, as far as I know, we don't have issues with them. So I don't understand what is going on there.
All of the countries that he feels that are inferior to our nation, which is, it's really fucking sad. A lot of them tend to be from African countries or predominantly Muslim countries, which honestly, their religion preaches peace and prosperity and just honestly keeping to yourself. So I don't understand. I know that there's this huge stigma that we've placed on the country since 9/11 and how Muslims are bad and everything, but Muslim people, it's a faith. It's not a people. It's a religion. It's an organized religion. And just like every religion in the world, you have your extremists. So,
well, it's just like Christianity. Like, there are good Christians and there are extreme Christians who take it way too far. And yes, it's not what that religion is about. It's like in everything. It's just like there are good people and bad people on any ethnicity. That doesn't make you a good or a bad person.
That doesn't impact the whole of the society. It shouldn't, one doesn't speak for all. to be honest.
It ends up coming down to people's interpretations of different things, I think. Right. Like, especially if you're talking about the Bible and Christianity and things like that, everybody has a different opinion and a different perspective.
Right.
Exactly. The story doesn't, it's supposed to go one way, but it can go 900 billion different ways because everybody thinks differently.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's messy.
There are over 7 billion people on this planet and they interpret things 7 billion different ways. So
right.
It's awful. It's disgusting. We don't agree with the fucking asshole that's in our White House. We don't support him. We don't support anything that's really going on in the world right now. We do not want a genocide. It's terrible. It should not have come down to this. But Carissa, you're the empathy engine here. So how do you process this kind of news? Is it just background noise or does it hit you in your feels?
It does hit me in my feels, especially with what just happened with Trump giving the go-ahead to bomb Iran. It makes me really sad for those people. We have no business putting our nose in that war at all. I don't understand why he did it. It's almost like he's on a power trip. It's extremely frustrating, and it makes me sick to my stomach, to be honest.
Yeah, as it should. It should be impacting people in this country like that. Like you said, we did not have any right to get involved in that. If Israel wants to wage war, let them. I understand that they're a huge ally and we supply them with a lot of these weapons and everything, but it was not our place to bomb a country that had no ill intentions toward us, in my opinion.
I agree. He's just stirring up a whole war of the worlds, literally. It's World War III is going to ensue. I can feel it.
Well, the apocalypse part of our podcast has set in.
Literally, yeah.
Do you guys remember in 2017 when we thought it was like the peak of travel ban?
Yeah.
The travel ban era, I guess we would call it. This is definitely the gritty reboot.
Yeah.
Calling back to our last episode here on reboots, we're getting a summer reboot of the travel ban era, and this is not it. We don't like it.
It's very much pandemic vibes as far as the travel bans that are going on. However, these are inadvertently affecting communities that really don't wish us any ill intent. It's just he feels that they're inferior. But this is going to be a little bit of a serious episode.
Let me just say one thing about immigrants in general. To say that immigrants are detrimental to the country is completely fabricated because immigrants come into the communities, they pay taxes, they open businesses, and some of them make the best fucking food on DoorDash and these other apps. So let's stop acting like they've done something negative to the country when all they're doing is sharing their culture and their love for where they come from with us. And honestly, you say no immigrants, but then you want pho at 3 a.m. Get your shit together.
But it's not just that. Like, you have to think about it as far as your health is concerned too. You don't want immigrants here. However, you go to the doctors and you don't care having a Indian doctor who tends to be in that profession a lot.
Mm-hmm.
An African nurse taking care of your ass when you're sick or in hospice. You don't see color then, you just see your comfort. It's ridiculous. You don't mind when you see an Asian person coding your computer or making your favorite app. It's ridiculous. It is, but it's disgusting. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
So, spiraling.
I was going to spiral there on that for a minute.
Oh, feel free.
I have to. It's eating away at me. But the United States is a melting pot.
Yes.
It was built on immigrants. Mm-hmm. People immigrating here. Well, none of us are fucking from here. Let's be real.
Yeah,
none of us are from here, except for the natives. Yeah. Come on. And we pushed the Native Americans out and took their land.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, what the fuck are we doing sending immigrants back to their countries? When they're just doing exactly what we all did to build this country.
Exactly.
On that note, what about them arresting Senator Alex Padilla and then MAGA people calling for him to be deported? Deported to where? He was born in the United States. You fucking dumbasses.
But it's not just that. Americans don't tend to know their own history. When it comes to this country, like you said, was built off of immigration. How quickly we forget the Chinese were brought here and worked on the Transcontinental Railroad. Mm-hmm. The Slovaks came and they worked in the meatpacking plants. We had the Mexican immigrants. This is where immigration started during World War I when everybody was out building these bombs and these planes and everything, all of the men were overseas and the women went to work in the factories. They needed people to come in and work the fields for immigration to feed our country, our population, our troops overseas. So we brought Mexican immigrants into the country to work the fields, which is modern day construction. That's where they worked. They never left. That is history. That's where they came in. They supplied this nation with what it needed at the time, and they continued to do. And all we're doing is smacking them in the face and sending them to a country they may not have any affiliation with anymore, aside from the fact that their genealogy points that they were from there.
Right.
But yeah, sorry. That was my spiral.
It's just funny that this country essentially created the immigrant problem that they complain about. Exactly. But yet the people who benefit from it are the ones who are complaining about it. Mm-hmm. It started, as we learned recently with the help of your mother, that they needed to bring in more workers. So they opened up these programs, and then not everyone got accepted. So what would happen? People would come in and they'd get offered a job, and they would stay because the farms needed more help than what the programs were giving them. And why are they going to turn down cheap labor when they need it? And suddenly we've got this problem of people coming over the border without being part of a program that's supposed to maintain them staying and working in a specific position. And then they try and act like it's an issue. It's not an issue. It's that you have created something that is beneficial to just a certain group. And now when other people want it, you're acting like there's something wrong with them wanting to be part of it.
Right.
Right, yeah.
It's awful. But yeah, immigration is a big issue in our country as far as the GOP sees it. However, we're not here to discuss our country only. We want to take a little bit of time to talk about Gaza and Ukraine, because they've been feuding for quite some time. Well, Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine. Just cover everyone there. So let's talk our numbers here. So there's been over 55,000 deaths in Gaza in the past 20 months. Half of them are women and children. 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. Ukraine's war is now expected to last through 2025. All the way through. Russia's military budget is up $25 billion.
The fuck?
And the IMF says that Ukraine faces a $140 million gap if this drags on. So, Sean, how do you keep from spiraling when you hear headlines this heavy?
I don't know that I do keep from spiraling. I try. I think I typically scream into the void for a second, ask you if you've seen it, and then read it to you and you tell me. I don't want to hear this right now. We'll talk about it later.
It's a fine line between being informed and keeping your sanity.
Being overwhelmed.
Right.
Right.
So, Carissa, you're the heart of this podcast. So how do you keep caring when it feels like there's just too much?
It's hard. I have some coping strategies that some people are using, like limiting media consumption, like instead of going... Don't watch the news as much. Try not to expose yourself to the politics and what's going on in the world. Stay off of social media. A lot of people have opinions there, and that's creating feuds and conflicts, and that's creating additional stress and anxiety and things like that. Engage in self-care, exercise, meditation, healthy sleep habits. A lot of that stuff can help manage the political stress. And some people are just fucking avoiding it, let's be honest. Yes. Avoid it all. Just don't listen to it. It's hard. I mean, I'm one of those people that tries to avoid it because it does affect me. I am an empath, a huge empath. And I mean, I know what's going on in the world, but I don't want to hear people talk about it, especially when it's people conflict because one person leans way far left and the other person leans way far right.
Right.
And that makes it even more stressful. So I kind of just stay in my neutral ground and I'll say, you know what, let's not talk about politics. Even, you know, and my line of business, that's what people want to talk about all the time, especially because I work with seniors, and seniors are very heavily involved in the news and what's going on.
Because they don't really have anything else to do.
Yeah, they're retired, so yeah.
They're just force feeding them information, and they only certain things stick. That's the problem with the news media outlets right now, is they will overload you with information, and you only hear what you want to hear. You don't hear the picture as a whole. You hear, oh, what's going to affect me? Not what's going to affect everything else.
Mm-hmm.
This is sticking because, oh my God, now they're going to take this away from me. You should be worried more about the fact that not only are they taking that away from you, but what are they taking away from everybody else? Because you take something away from somebody else, they're going to retaliate. And it's not, it's going to affect you that much more. So if you have these selfish intentions, you really shouldn't, because you need to worry about what impact taking something or doing something to another nationality is going to have in the long run. So if you need to feel some sort of selfishness about that, know that, okay, maybe I should help these people because I don't want them to fuck with me later on. This impacts me right now, but that might later.
Right.
I have a question for you guys. How do you guys deal with the guilt of tuning out when it's just all too much?
Oh, a lot of alcohol. No, I'm just kidding. Time with friends, family, discussing mutual perspective on things. It's great to hear both sides of the situation and then decide for yourself rather than just go with what the masses have.
Right.
So yeah, I would just say talking about it with other people, or like Carissa said, disconnecting.
Just hide.
Yeah. I think that those are great points. It's a real catch 22, because while part of me feels like, yeah, just don't talk about it, because sometimes it makes relationships more strained. It's just too stressful. At the same time, I'm like, that makes it dangerous, because when everyone's suffering in silence and it becomes background noise, the government gets away with whatever the fuck they want. And it's like, what do you do? How do you find a happy medium?
Right.
But I don't think it's that we don't care. It's that we can't necessarily keep up. It's just, it's so much every single day from everywhere. It's like you said, it's not just here. It's all over the world. It's in Gaza. It's in the Ukraine. It's everywhere. And it seems like all we get is pummeled with negative news, like Carissa was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every single day you wake up and it's something new. So it's just miserable. It's like living a constant nightmare.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. We used to, when we were growing up, we would see these positive stories, like people rescue like a deer or something, or they give food to the poor, the homeless, or something like that.
You go, why is that news?
No, you think about that, but that was the only thing they really had to report on, happy news. The negativity is not, it's not because there isn't news, that kind of news. It's because it affects the broader population.
Right.
So you have to think that this chaos that's going on, the negative news that you see, is overbearing because it's all that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Joe Schmo still went and saved a dog off the side of the highway today. It's just that we didn't all hear about it because it didn't affect us the same way that the negative stuff is.
Right.
Because we sent three airstrikes to bomb Iran from the U.S. They retaliated against Israel with 31 ballistic missiles.
Can I spiral on that for a second? Just for a quick second. Not to bring this fucking ass wipe up again on this podcast, but if you can support him after that fucking post, we successfully completed three airstrikes in Iran. It's a time for peace? How the fuck is that peaceful, fucker? That is not peaceful. Sorry, I'm done. I had to.
Anyway, moving on. We're going to talk about TikTok and the AI algorithm, because now it knows everything. And it does. This is also a way that people get their news and information. It's from TikTok, and that is also skewed by the millions of creators that are out there. But TikTok at 1.6 billion users, and the average TikTok user spends almost an hour a day on it, which is not, I think that's rather low. I think it's much higher. But AI generated content is everywhere. Deep fakes, AI necklaces now, mushroom gummies. Sean, what's the weirdest trend you've seen this week? And do you trust TikTok's AI more than your own intuition?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, damn, how do you know I needed to see this? And other times I'm like, there's a war going on and you're still trying to tell me how to curl bangs. I don't even have that. Wow. But
no, but sometimes you're enthralled by it. It knows you.
It does. It knows exactly. I swear it reads your text messages.
Yeah, it probably does.
Me and one of my friends, we have a lot of conversations about astrology and what's going on in our signs or her signs or this person's signs that we have a love interest in or whatever. And as soon as she starts sending me like clips from Twitter, I start getting things coming up on TikTok or reels coming up on Instagram all about the same stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to see this. This is not what we were talking about. That's a private conversation, damn it.
It seems like a violation of your privacy.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after, you know, we're done filming this, that all our computers are going to go haywire with shit about politics.
Yeah. Probably.
Wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, but it wouldn't be great for your mental health, I'll tell you that.
Listen, the stuff that our socials try to force down my throat when I go on the actual platform that it does not align with our political views on stuff is insane. Our feed is mostly filled up with just conservative bullshit that we don't agree with. And I'll click something thinking, oh, that it's something I would be interested in. And then I'll want to give this any more reads, any more views, get me out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, mine is usually filled with people putting down conservatives and like contesting them. And when they quote Bible scripture, they're like dissecting it in front of them. Yeah, usually when my feed is that, or really fat women jiggling everything. No idea why that's
why
a thing.
Why does that happen to you?
I don't know. It's hysterical to me.
Well, let's be honest. My personal feed is drag queens and 19-year-old girls with turban towel wraps on giving me political rundowns of what's been happening in the news. So while they get ready and do their makeup. That's like my personal feed. So I don't know.
It's either that or men's thirst traps come up and like them twerking and shit. And I'm like,
okay,
I only have like 15 people I follow that do this.
15, I have none.
15 is a rather low number considering how many follow.
Yeah, you're not even the one who likes that stuff. I am.
Yeah. I mean, I have quite a few big TikTok followers. Well, not into that anyway. Not what we're talking about.
You asked about weird trends. I have two that I can think of off the top of my head. There was that sea moss trend where everyone was eating the sea moss jelly.
What the fuck?
You guys didn't see this?
No,
actually from a couple years ago. But I still see it every now and then. And then the snail mucin.
What's that? Is that the jelly shit they put on?
Stuff they put on their face.
You put on your face?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, and you know what? Sorry, another one.
Salmon sperm is another one.
That
salmon sperm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do. You've never seen, like, I'm not saying her name. There's a specific.
Saying her name?
There's a specific beauty blogger.
Is that the one from?
Yes, yeah. From this area. Mm-hmm. She talks like this with a heavy fucking Boston accent. And
she's not from Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, she's really good. I hate that I like her because she's so good. But her voice, like, drives me through the fucking wall. She used the salmon sperm products. And she put, like, the elixir on her face. And it was these pink drops and stuff. And then they have this little jar where they scoop out like the beads of sperm and stuff and they put them on their face to make it all soft. And she's like, I literally would not tell you this in life, but I'm using salmon sperm on my face. And I didn't think she was like being serious about it until I saw another TikToker, big TikToker, we all know Pierre. He was doing it with the same product. So I was like, guess it's the fucking thing now.
It's me while I retrieve my eyebrows from the back of my head.
You couldn't pay me to put sperm in my face. Any kind of fucking sperm. Okay? Thanks.
Why is she having a bukkake with salmon?
For real.
I don't know. For clicks, it makes your face look better. I don't know if you use art. Anyway.
Face is so soft.
On the topic of face.
Go get some Eucerin, bitch. Goodbye.
Those things, the lights that they rub.
The red light.
Oh, yeah. What is that red light thing? Yeah.
It causes, like, the blue light, the green light, the red light, the pink light, the fuck does that do?
The red one causes blood circulation and better flow and to like heal stuff.
Is there scientific proof? It's like
red light therapy, yeah. Essentially, but it's a miniature version. There is scientific proof behind that. I looked into it because it's a fitness thing. It's actually really good for your skin, your color.
Well, that one's fine then.
And it helps reduce stretch marks, and it also helps with fat burning. So, yeah, it's there's a whole lot to do with that, but that's a whole different topic.
Yeah. Well, we could rate it, because the next thing we're going to go into is the wellness trends and the self-care.
Okay.
Self-care snake oil. this one, honestly, caught me by surprise. I had no idea this was even a fucking thing. And considering how much time I spend doom scrolling on TikTok, I'm surprised this has not come up for me. But we're going to talk about the mushroom gummies for anxiety. I do know about the Oura Rings for sleep. And apparently optimizing your life, unless you're tracking every breath, you're not optimizing your life.
Nope.
Carissa and Sean, we'll start with Carissa this time. Are you buying these, the wellness boom, or are you just, is this like goop for millennials?
I don't know. I don't have any of that stuff. I'm a wellness freak, and I don't have any of that stuff.
You don't know what the Oura ring is?
It sounds like a pregnant woman.
No.
So I've heard of it. It's to help with sleep, right?
It's a ring. It's a literal ring that you put on.
I know, it's being funny.
No, but you put it on, and it like tracks your breathing and your heart rate, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It helps to help you with improving your sleep. However, the mushroom gummies we're going to turn to this way because I have no idea what these are.
Yeah. So the mushroom gummies have been around for a little while now. I almost bought into it at one point in time. They say all these things that they increase brain function, they reduce anxiety, they give you more energy, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that I buy it. But fun fact, the shroom boom, as it is being called, is expected to hit a $19 billion mark by 2030.
That's so is it insane. Supposed to be like microdosing?
Yes.
Is that what it is, essentially?
Yeah, I mean, I believe so.
Okay.
But I don't know that what they're using in them actually comes from like psychedelic mushrooms that you would think of when you think of mushrooms. I don't know if it's just like bits from different mushroom because there's so many types.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot about it. I haven't tried it myself. I don't necessarily buy it.
I want to know who decided to go outside and pick a mushroom and eat it and see what happened.
I want to know the first one who didn't die.
Yeah.
Right.
And who decided to try a different one after that? And how many people died?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that in my village.
Oh, this one looks fun. It's red and has stripes.
Let's not eat the colorful one. Generally, the more colorful it is, the more poison.
It's like the funky ones that grow on the side of the trees.
Oh, I like those.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should eat them.
No. I think people do, though, too.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Anyway. So, Carissa, what do you think is, like, the most overrated self-care product right now?
Overrated self-care product? The stupid mouth tape.
Oh, when they're sleeping?
Yes. Yeah. Who the fuck tapes their mouth shut? It's just a bad idea. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
imagine somebody breaks in your house in the middle of the night, right? And you get that tape on your mouth. And you're like, help! But nobody can fucking hear you because you taped your own mouth shut. So this person can just take you.
You gave them an advantage.
Whatever. Yeah, you gave them an advantage. They got the upper hand. Okay?
Nothing says good sleep like sleeping with your mouth together.
Yes.
It's a fucking awful trend. And they say it's actually detrimental to your like anxiety if you have mental health issues.
So I feel like I'd have a fucking panic attack.
Why are people doing this?
Because Gen Z has nothing else to do.
Supposedly it helps you sleep better.
I don't understand.
You can take deeper breaths.
Where you see, the people, they're breathing and like it expands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they just breathing in their own carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Yes, you got it right. Dioxide.
Sorry. My brain was like glitched out a second there.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty bad. I don't know. There's so many that are out there that are bad. Like that, the one that zaps your freaking skin tags off. Have you guys seen this?
No.
It's like a little pen thing. And they're like, yeah, you don't have to go to the doctor anymore, the plastic surgeon, to get it taken off. This is semi-painless. And it's literally, yeah, it looks like a thermometer and then a needle at the end. And they just zap the shit out of the skin tag and it falls off.
So you just tase yourself.
Essentially.
Have you guys seen the water pick commercials on TikTok where it's like, you can get your tonsil stones out with this. And it shows the people like hacking up a lung as they shoot tonsil stones out of their throat.
Yes, I have seen that. That's pretty fucking gross.
I'm like, I don't think you should be doing that on your own. You should probably go to a doctor for that.
Right. Why are you shooting water down your throat?
Yeah, before you're sitting over there friggin' power washing your tonsils.
You're aspirating water. That's how you get pneumonia. And you know.
Oh, my God.
At least that's what I was told recently.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The things you hear on the internet.
I'm going to get so much shit for throwing her under the bus for that one, but hey,
that's
it is what it is.
She ever listens. Anyway, moving on. So I want to talk a little bit about how we cope with this. So stats say that millennials spend about 2.5 hours a day on social media. Again, I think that's very low. 69% say it makes their anxiety worse. So Sean, what's your top tip for staying sane on this chaos?
Like on social media? Or just in general?
I think you're one of the people that makes this statistic a little low.
Sorry, are you saying that a spiral?
No, I think that you spend more than 2.5 hours a day on social media. So
it is my job. So
yeah.
I'm literally like on
it. How does it make it worse for your anxiety? Or do you not feel that it does?
I definitely think that it does, not just from personal experience, but also from like when I was in college, I was doing a lot of reading about the effects of social media on the mental health for different classes that I was in. It always seemed to come up for some way. So I think that it is a very real part of why people have so much anxiety and so much stress, because you can't get away from things. Normally, if you're just watching the news and then you turn it off after you've heard all the stories, you're not going to be bombarded with this negativity from all these areas. But you go on social media, you see people sharing news stories, people talking about what's going on in the world, and you're constantly reminded. And then on top of that, you've got other things that they're talking about. You've got them putting their daily woes out there. You've got them talking about sad events that have happened in their life. Then you've got the other side of the coin where there are people talking about the good things that happened to them. And it can start to feel like, I don't have this going on in my life. My life is not comparing to theirs. Or it can start to feel like, everything is just so negative. So I think that finding a happy medium of knowing that you're starting to go down a rabbit hole and maybe it's time to switch off of the social media platform or to do something else that you're going to enjoy more is really important.
You know, one of the things that I do every day, which I know a lot of people don't practice this, is I don't log into social media for the first hour of my day when I wake up in the morning. And I do that just so that I start my day on a good note and I'm not focused on what everybody else is doing. I'm just focused on what I'm doing and what my routine is. Mm-hmm. So like I wake up, I have my creatine, my coffee, whatever, and I go to the gym. And that whole hour is just focused on me and challenging myself. And then after that, I may log into social media just to see what's going on. But at least I know I've focused on myself and my mental health and my wellness at that point.
Yeah. Good. Those are good tips, actually. Good thing that was my next question for you. I don't know. For me, it's hard. I'm not just going to say it because let me say it on every... Everyone, takes their morning poop. So it's hard. What are you going to do? You're going
to
read?
Back to shit.
No, I said poop this time. You're going to read. You're going to read. You're going
to... Used to be the shampoo bottle back in the day.
You get the... You flick through TikTok. You see what's going on in the world. Again, this is what I said. Millennials get a lot of their news from from social media. And it's not it's skewed towards you because of the algorithm. But it's hard for me to sort of disconnect in the morning. I mean, some people can, like you. I don't know. I don't know how I do that. I cook a lot.
Try it. Try what I do every morning. It is.
It's going to be the worst poop in the morning, though. How are you supposed to sit there and watch, like, people bitch about the world?
Read your emails.
Oh, God. If I did that, if I did that first thing in the morning, I'd quit.
You can shop.
My job.
You can shop on Amazon. I go to the gym, so that's why it's different.
Who has fucking money to shop nowadays?
You can window shop, okay?
I'm constantly window shopping. I put it in my car, and then I go back to it, and it says $400. I say, what? I'll afford that right now, and I take it all out.
You just save it for later.
Yeah.
And then a year later, it's still sitting there.
Actually, 2 days later, I'm putting pieces of it back in, like trying to formulate a plan, and then I'm like, I shouldn't buy this. I don't need it.
You know what's fun is when you accidentally leave it there and then somebody else purchases it for you because they're trying to buy something else for themselves.
Yes.
That's never happened.
It has happened to us once or twice. That part of why we stopped, we like made our own separate Amazon accounts under the one umbrella. It happened to you. I had something in the cart and you checked out and it purchased my thing too.
Interesting.
So I don't
drink a lot more than I thought. Yeah, let's talk about something. I know we're going to bring it back to this, what we originally wanted to talk about, the state of the world right now. Crazy news stories and things that I think are actually detrimental. Mine is going to be Greta Thunberg from Sweden. She's a huge environmental activist. She's the one who called it small dick energy when she was talking about...
She was the one that calling that?
Yeah.
I didn't know
small
that.
Small dick energy. I can't remember who she was talking about, but I think it was...
Probably.
Anyway,
sounds about right.
She's an environmental activist. She's a world activist. She sailed a flotilla from Rome twice to Palestine to try and bring them supplies. On this last one, she purposely recorded a video stating that her name is Greta Thunberg. She's from Sweden. If they see this, she has been kidnapped by the Israeli government, and she wanted everybody to put pressure on Sweden to ensure her safe return. Like, you're an activist, I get it, and you are helping people, and that's great. But that right there says that you just are doing this for clout at this point.
Yeah.
You're sailing across the Mediterranean Sea to help the Palestinians, to bring them supplies. But you're basically saying, I know I'm going to get kidnapped, but I have a way
out.
Right.
I have a way out as long as you pressure the Swedish government to tell them to come get me. That is a little bit fucked up, first off. Second off, she was kidnapped by the Israeli government. And what they forced them to do was watch all of the executions that were going on in Palestine.
They made her watch them?
She refused to watch them, but that's what they did to all the people they kidnapped on her flotilla.
That's awful.
Yes, she did make it back to Sweden. The Swedish government got her back, but she shouldn't have put herself in that position yet again and then documented it and realized she would always have a way out. When those poor people are living under essentially a genocide and she has a way to go back to Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little fucked up, but that was my fucked up news thing of the week. How about you guys?
I don't know that I have one specifically. I'm trying to think.
I don't have anything specific. I don't know. It wasn't necessarily in the news, but it was something I came across on the Facebook town page. And it was about a little boy who wrote a letter to his friend telling him, "You're my best friend. I love you. And I just wanted to let you know that you've been great to me in case ICE comes and takes me and my family away."
That's terrible.
And he was, I think, 9 years old. That made me really sad.
That's terrible.
And then the other little kid was asking his parent why his friend was writing this because he didn't understand what was going on and why his friend could get taken away.
That just goes to show that hate is taught. It is not something that you just have naturally, because obviously that kid, the friend, didn't have an understanding of why his friend, this could happen to him, because he doesn't see him as any different.
Exactly.
It's rough. It's a rough time. And I think that there are many things that people could be doing to help Palestine, starting with the fact, and I will state this is a statement, a ground, a hill I will die on. Governments don't hold the power. They only hold the power that you give them. Governments should fear their people, not people fearing their government. You talking to your senator, your congressman, they work for you. They do not work for the government. Your voice deserves to be heard, and you should not live in fear of this government. The government should fear its people because without us, it does not function.
Right. They don't have an economy. They have nothing.
If you disagree with this war, speak up. Now is the time. The people are still alive. They are dying every day. It is your turn to be vocal.
So I do have two quick news stories that I found a little fucked up from this week. So I would like to mention last Saturday's shooting of the congresswoman in Minnesota, I believe it was. That was absolutely terrible. That should not have happened. No one should have been. This needs to stop. The violence needs to stop. Another thing, very fucked up, but a little less political. In Illinois, officials have permanently shut down the Haight Crematorium after whistleblowers exposed gruesome mistreatment of human remains. At least 19 bodies were discovered shoved in broken refrigerator trailers. With additional corpses stacked on the floor, more than 500 unreturned urns of ashes.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Do they have any reasons why this is happening?
What's angry?
Political?
Doesn't say. Just it was blatant disrespect for the deceased, is what
Yeah.
they're saying.
I agree.
It's awful.
Yeah, that shit should not be happening. But in closing, do you guys have anything to say? Anything news going on?
I mean, try to find something that a little bit of like light, this darkness. It's a lot. If there's something that makes you happy, cling to it. Bring it to the front of your day. Use it to get you through this shit. And remember, we are here. We're happy to open up conversations with you guys and shoot the shit.
Focus on what you can control. Engage in activities or causes that you're passionate about to help individuals feel more empowered and bringing people together and that closeness, essentially.
Yeah. You're stronger together than you are apart.
Absolutely.
So, if you've made it this far, congrats. You're officially more informed and maybe more anxious than most of your feed, to be honest. Drop your wildest TikTok, your thoughts on the recent travel bans, or your favorite anxiety coping hack in the comments below. So, like, subscribe, and tell your friends because if nothing is safe, at least we can laugh about it together. Been Apocalypse and Avocados. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend or three who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.